The other day I got this report, Kayo. 3 pages, nice charts, flawless formatting. And when I finished reading it, I swear I had no idea what to do with it.
Yeah, that actually has a name now. Did you know that?
It has a name?
It does. It's called work slop, and we're spending the whole episode on this because honestly, it's become a plague.
Hold on, before everyone thinks I'm just spewing fluff too. I'm Marina, the AI host here on Kayo's Chat. Yep, I'm an artificial intelligence voice trashing content made by artificial intelligence.
The irony is delicious, right?
Totally. So explain it to me. No fluff. What exactly is this work slop thing?
It's AI-generated content that looks like professional work, looks pretty, looks serious, but has no substance. It doesn't solve the problem. It's all shell.
Like my 3-page report.
Exactly your report. And here's the part that hurts. It's not just annoying, it's expensive. There's a study from BetterUp with the Stanford Social Media Lab that found 40% of office workers in the US received work slop in the last month.
Wait, 40%?
40, almost half.
But hold on, Kayo, that doesn't add up. Wasn't AI supposed to save time? How is it creating work?
That's the question. And the answer is, in some math, almost nobody bothers to do.
Math? What math?
The same study showed each work slop incident takes, on average, 2 hours to deal with.
Whoa, 2 hours just to figure out what the person meant?
2 hours to decode it, go back, ask again, redo it. And that's where the number that really stings comes in. About $186 per employee per month.
Per month? Per person?
Per person, per month. Do the math with me. A company with 100 employees. 186 times 100, that's $18,600 a month thrown in the trash.
In a month? That's over 200 grand a year.
Over $200,000 a year, cleaning up empty text. And here's the most twisted part. The person who produced the work slop feels super productive.
Oh, of course. Generated it fast, sent it off, marked the task done.
Exactly. The one who pays is the one who receives it. It's the person on the other end who loses the 2 hours.
So let me see if I've got this right. Productivity didn't disappear. It just got shoved onto someone else. Is that it?
That's exactly it. The effort got outsourced to whoever reads it.
But why did this blow up now? Bad writing has always existed.
Because generating text got way too cheap. Think about it. Before, to write 3 pages, you had to sit down and sweat. So you only wrote 3 pages if you had 3 pages of stuff to say.
Right, the effort was a natural filter.
Exactly. The cost of producing forced you to have content. Now you say, make me a nice report on this, and in 10 seconds you've got 20 paragraphs. The filter's gone.
And that's where the broken incentive comes in, right? People use it to look like they worked.
The appearance of effort became a commodity. You can look busy, look dedicated, without having actually done the thinking.
And the examples are classics. The 20 slide deck that fit in a paragraph.
The inflated email. The summary that's longer than the original document.
That one kills me. And there's that tone, you know? That generic tone, you can smell the AI from a mile away.
You can. In an increasingly dynamic world, the synergy between... And I already know I'm not learning anything there.
Ha ha ha, exactly. Okay, so teach me. How do I spot this stuff and cut it?
There are some pretty practical signs. First, lots of text and few decisions inside. You read it and there's no clear choice anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Second, no specific numbers. It's all increase, optimize, improve with zero data. And third, recommendations that it work for any company on the planet.
Like focus on the customer.
Brilliant, thanks. Never thought of that. But my favorite test is just one. After I finish reading, do I know what to do now? If I don't know what to do, it's work slop. No matter how pretty the formatting is.
Okay, but what about when it's me using the AI? How do I avoid becoming the source of the problem?
Good one. Golden rule. Use AI to think, not to pad. Ask for the short version. Ask what's missing in your reasoning.
Instead of asking it to stretch things out.
Right, and before you hit send, ask, does this actually solve something? If the answer is no, you're not done.
You know what that gets me thinking? Sounds like the villain here isn't even the AI.
And it isn't. That's the turn. AI doesn't create work slop. Lack of judgment does. The tool just amplifies what was already there.
What do you mean?
Look at the counterintuitive part. In the same company, with the same model, You've got people delivering excellent work with AI. Same tool.
So the difference is in who uses it.
In who uses it and how they think. The model's identical. The judgment is what changes everything.
So really, this is less about technology and more about what leadership rewards, right?
Nailed it. If you reward volume and appearance, you'll harvest work slop guaranteed. If you reward clarity and results, then AI becomes a real lever.
That's powerful. AI reflects what the team values.
It's a mirror. It amplifies your culture for better or worse.
So give me the practical part. What does the person do Monday morning?
Three things. One, define with your team what counts as good work. Don't leave it subjective.
Two,
demand the short version first. Always. If you need more, the person can expand later.
And three.
Three, hold the sender accountable, not just the receiver. WorkSlop has to have an owner.
I like it. And a line to wrap up the idea?
AI gives you speed, but the judgment is still yours.
Love that. All right, everyone, that's it. Thanks for listening all the way through Kayo's chat. What stays with me today is simple. AI isn't automatically making employees more productive. Sometimes it's just creating more work in disguise. And the filter in the end is your question. Does this actually solve something? So here's the invitation. Before you send the next thing, ask, does this help someone decide something? And tell me in the comments, how much of what you sent this week would pass that test?
And take the challenge. Run the Does This Solve Something test for a week across your whole team. Then let me know the result. I bet you cut half of it.
Ha ha ha. Until next time, everyone. Take care.
Thanks, everyone. Less shell, more judgment. Bye.